Master Joshu, after the morning practice period, was reading various people that came. So first person that came, he said, "Have you ever been here before?" And he said, "No, this is my first time." So Joshu said to him, "Have a cup of tea." Another person came forward, another monk came forward, and Joshu said, "Have you ever been here before?" And he said, "Oh yes, I've been here many times, I've come." Joshu said, "Have a cup of tea." The head monk, who was standing nearby, came over to Joshu and said, "Master, I understand why you told the first person who've never been here to have a cup of tea, but how come you told the person who's been here many times to have a cup of tea?" Joshu said, "Head monk." And the monk said, "Yes." Joshu said, "Have a cup of tea." It's interesting if we begin to be aware of how we judge circumstances and make determinations and believe them to be this one's better, this one's worse, this one is. When I say have a cup of tea, I'm saying it to those, that's to someone who's new, but someone who's been here before, I don't have to say that, or maybe I shouldn't say that. Maybe I should ask them something else about their practice. All the more when the head monk asks, "How come you do this?" What is Joshu revealing when he says, "Have a cup of tea"? Is he revealing the same as for the other two? Were the other two the same as each other? Or is Joshu revealing exactly the nature of this moment opportunity, this moment as is? When we recite in the Heart Sutra, form is emptiness, emptiness is form, form is exactly emptiness, emptiness exactly form, sensation, conception, discrimination, awareness, and so forth. What are we saying? What is our practice? What is our life? Don't have to use the word practice. Opportunity in terms of all the circumstances. Form isn't emptiness. Form is exactly form. Exactly form. And yet, when we're blinded by form, by choices, likes and dislikes, we miss form is emptiness, because exactly form is from the beginning exactly form. Emptiness becomes a fancy word that we become blinded by. Even form becomes a fancy word that we become blinded by. We're not talking about abstractions. We're talking about how do we respond to the various circumstances, the various people, the various events that appear in our life. Joshu's demonstration, revelation, Joshu's response. Ah, first time you're here. Have a cup of tea. Oh, you've been here many times. Have a cup of tea. Is that the same or different? If we have hold on to our ideas about, then we are unable to greet this moment, unable to greet newcomer, unable to greet the person we've known for many years, persons we like, persons we don't like. We get entangled in how and what and judgments and stories. Then form becomes the form that we say, therefore I should do this, therefore because of this they should be like that. What exactly is the Heart Sutra reminding us? The opportunity to be this moment of our life and not be blinded by our stories about and judgments of what conditions should appear in my life and what conditions shouldn't appear in my life, what kind of people, what kind of events should occur outside. Blinded in the sense we can't respond in a skillful, appropriate way because our story about it is, oh, they haven't been nice to me. Oh, they are so nice to me. Oh, and you could add on, they're people I agree with. I understand why you offer a new person tea, but why do you bother offering someone who's been here many times a cup of tea? Cup of tea. Is this revealing form or is this revealing emptiness? Many of, not many, some of you might remember that we went to Joshu's monastery when we were in China. And one of the things we did is we had tea there. We were offered to. In fact, often when we went to temples and monasteries in China, we were offered tea. Likewise, in Japan, we would go, and in other places, offered tea. What is this? What does it depend on when we offer response to circumstances in life? Do we believe our stories about what it is and what isn't? What is formed and what is empty? What is better and what is worse? And what do we do with that? What do we do with that? So just to continue for a little, I'll offer a case from the Blue Cliff Record, case 11. Wang Po, also known as Obaku, instructed his assembly, "You are all gobblers of dregs. If you keep going on this way, when will you be able to have today? Don't you know that in all of the lands of Tong, there is not a single Zen teacher?" A monk in the assembly came forward and said, "What would you say to those who direct assemblies and lead followers in various places?" Wang Po said, "I don't say that there is no Zen, but that there is no teacher." Some of you hopefully will join us for Sesshin at the end of the week It begins Thursday night and goes through Sunday afternoon. If you need details, speak to Mushin. Or if you can't speak to him, send him an email. And we will continue the practice. Thank you.